being mandated by the LURA and by, I mean.
I could just speak for me.
Because that's what, that's really what it is.
I am too.
I mean, we're comfortable with it. I just, you know, as I sit up here, I'm trying to make sure I know what I need to rule on.
Sure.
It's okay for you guys.
Because I have other ones here that they're not here, but they already agreed. There's a lady that, her name's Mary Dean, I believe, and I think she's either Keter or, yeah, Keter and Woodlands.
Well, if somebody doesn't, if they don't provide your actuals, you can always go back to the.
And she agreed to what our rates were, our cap rates were. So, I don't know.
Well, I've seen the assessor's worksheets and how she does it, and if you started at the 7.9 and then added back the effective, like removing the taxes and the effective rate, it's going to get the property, it's going to get my properties in the over, a little over 9%, which I'm happy with if you use the actual reserve. So that's where I'm at.
Well, I mean, as to whether the assessor decides to apply what we do across the board, I'm not sure that's how we're looking at it. I mean, I'm looking, they've made an argument that theirs is different because of their age, okay? And the older properties are, maybe they are, maybe they aren't. Maybe we need to put it across the board. But as I understand it, you guys are making an argument that yours should be higher than perhaps some older properties. So we get that.
What I'll say, David, is until they get within a few years of out of the compliance period, it's, as Mark said, you have three more years after it. You know, when you're talking about renting money out there, when you have four, five, six or more years, which all of his properties still do, of risk that you have to comply with, the cap rate's not going to be that much different.
I mean, realistically, the assessor is tasked every 2 years with doing this.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
I am assuming that whatever we do today, I don't know what the new assessor will or will not do, but you could be back here talking to the assessor every 2 years.
Which is really kind of a pain in the hind.
Yeah, I get it. I guess it depends on what the assessor decides to do, so I have no idea. All right?
Thank you. Thanks for working on it.
Yeah.
We know there's a lot there.
So tomorrow we'll get an answer?
Guys, it's your call. We can table it until we've got tomorrow and just get everything in a row here. I do think, I mean, you guys can listen in, or we can call in, or you can come back over. It doesn't make any difference to us. But if we're talking about specific properties, I think to comply with Sunshine Rules, we got to have that discussion here.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna have it, you know, behind the scenes. Okay, we're just talking about. We talk about things generally, like these things as a whole, but we will not talk about specific properties unless we're on the record. Okay, so. We do make that decision. It would be sometime tomorrow, I guess, if we're going to table it. All right?
Are you guys prepared to rule in R2 today? Is that what you said earlier? Or are you tabling ours as well?
That's up to the board. I mean, if we're going to set aside, I think we're probably going to do it in the morning.
Yeah.
And it's probably what we'll do. I don't know what time tomorrow, but tomorrow's our last full day probably of session. We also have some time on Wednesday that we may be back in here. We got one at least set Thursday, but we think we're going to move that. So we're just trying to wrap everything up. But this is important for us to consider it. And so, I mean, guys, if you want to make the motion now, you can, or we can wait until.
No, I have some ideas, but I want to discuss them.
I want to put it to table it to tomorrow at 11. Mm-hmm. Would that be agreeable?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let me make sure I've got the right.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
And you guys, if you want to come back, you're welcome to. Otherwise, you can listen in, or we'll call you. Just leave us a number.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's leave a number.
I'm gonna give it to Stephanie.
Leave us a number to call.
Yeah. Let's get the gentleman that was supposed to be here at 2. Let's get him.
Yeah. Sir, you've been here a long time.
You learned a lot.
Come on up. But while you're coming up here, I want to make sure we get these. Which ones did we table here?
377-380.
Okay, we'll just.
That's Mr. Ruda.
Well, everybody we've had on this low-income housing, if we tabled all of those, would you? Can you put together the numbers for me while we take them up for a second? on this. And that way I can just read off the numbers and table them. Come on up, sir. I'm sorry. What property do you have? Or what is this a?
Thank you.
Do you want the number you guys sent me, or?
The address of the property.
Oh, there is no address.
Or the name of the property.
Robertson, Leonard.
There it is. BOE 616 on page 5.
Thank you.
All right. Is this, is there a residence on the property, or is this vacant?
It's wooded land.
Wooded land. Okay.
So it went from $47 to $845.
Okay.
I'm not contesting what land around there cost. What I'm contesting is it's like this 120 acres is landlocked with no easement. So basically I talked to one realtor. It's like
is that a creek?
It's a creek.
Yeah, a creek goes through it. So Brad Gore, I talked to him. I included the paper from he sent me an email, and basically my discussions with him.
Thank you.
He'd actually sold something like this before, and he said that the bank and the title companies, until you get easements, you can't sell it. So basically he's saying it's worthless until I get an easement. So I'm just saying if we're going to compare it to land that's got easement to this 120 acres, I think there should be a reduction.
How have you accessed it prior to this?
What we did was my uncle's got land to the north.
Okay.
He's passed, but it's been in the family for like about three generations. The land north is where my dad grew up.
Okay.
But basically just drive across this field and drive over, and there used to be a way you could drive here. But the creeks forced that out. So basically I can walk onto the land from my uncle. Land to the east and the land to the west is the National Forest.
Okay.
So I can walk onto it, but.
Where's the closest road?
You go down, there's about a Steely, and then there's another road that goes, so it's about half a mile.
Is it that? Looks like mm-hmm. that Steely Road
yeah.
up
yeah.
there.
So and then it goes across the creek here and then back up. So I'd have to go, if I went on this side, I'd have to go through two people to do that.
Tell me about the topography of the land.
Basically, it kind of goes to the creek. It's kind of a little flat, and then it comes up a bit. And then on this side of the creek, it goes up and then kind of flattens out.
Okay.
So you've got some stuff that flattens out a bit, and it's not all just really steep.
No. There's my dad used to at one time ran cattle, and he was 89 when he passed, so he wasn't running cattle anymore. But this area used to be field, and then up here is like pine and.
Okay.
So that property there in the bottom right has a road into it where those two buildings are, or houses, or whatever those are, at the right corner.
Bottom right corner.
Over in the far right corner. That would be your closest access to it. To get onto the property.
I don't know if that's private. If that's a private road.
Right.
Okay. doesn't have an easement to it. I hate to do this again, but we have some of these same ones that we're going to make those decisions today. I don't even know if we're going to get through our docket today. That would be my only thought, unless we want to go ahead and start making rulings on these vacant properties.
I think we should.
Okay. I think we should.
Okay. With respect to the property right now, where is this located, roughly?
There's like 40 acres on the right-hand side that's government land, and then you cross that, and then you're in Ozark County.
Okay, so this is way over east on the eastern. Way over the eastern. Okay, so he's almost on the line over there.
Yeah.
Got no current access.
And it's still in probate, so I'm still trying to.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't sell it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put a cow on it, and then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
Right? It'd be ag subsidy.
The three things are like proof of productivity was like cutting hay, running cattle, or
growing
trees.
Yeah, and I looked at the U.S. Federal forestry contract. So I called up AVA Forest Service and asked them what did I need to do to sign up for that. And after I talked to them for a while, they said, "We don't do that."
Oh. Okay.
So.
Well, here's kind of what's happened. All right. The just so you understand, there have been a lot of properties around that are undervalued. It's really, you know, finding anything that's less than probably 3,000 an acre in Taney County is a difficult task.
Okay.
I mean, and especially, you know, it's over in that area. Are you probably at 2,000 something an acre, 3,000? What are you over is?
The card said something about 1,300 or 1,500. It was 157 for the 120 acres.
They're at 1,310 an acre.
1,310
an acre.
Yeah. What's happened is that for many, many years, a lot of landowners have had their property valued way under market, and
yeah,
so
my dad bought this in like 51.
Yeah, and so there's been an effort to raise it some. I don't know that 1300 you still even gets to market value up here. That's my only concern. But your access issue is something that costs money. But even with that, I mean, I think the 1,300 an acre is the cheapest in the county, isn't it, in the school district?
Yeah, it's Bradley.
That's the cheapest in the entire county as far as what they're it would cost some money, but there's no doubt that if you're landlocked, you could get an easement by prescription somewhere. Somebody would have to file a lawsuit to do that.
Yeah. Well, so, once it goes through probate, then I would have
to file. Right, and then you'd have to do it. But we've had a lot of people with this same issue. It's just a question of valuing it. And, I mean, I don't know what the board's thoughts are on that. It's about 1,300 an acre. I don't know that you can get anything for 1,300 an acre right now.
And you can run cattle on it. So, I mean, you said it's got flat and creek.
If you do, I mean, regardless of what we do here today, if you do something, I don't care if you put one cow or a bunch of goats or whatever you put on there, you can get a production, and those values are set by code of state regulations. I was trying to understand how you set those, and now I know how your program does it. It's set. It doesn't matter whether it's in the northern edge of Missouri or the southern edge of Missouri. They value in those ags the same. So they put it the same. So if you have any kind of production on it, regardless of what we do this year, if you get that production until the assessor about it next year, you know, for next year at least, it would be that ag subsidy.
Okay.
What's
question?
Yeah.
One of the things that's like if I would grow like ginseng on it as an herbal, what are the requirements?
Okay. If you're producing something that you take to market or anything like that, I think you can think you can climb.